Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. And remember, give the gift of scuba. We continue our theme here for the holidays today. And, you know, in that frame of mind, in that path on what to get the diver on your list, we have several suggestions for you today. That is going to be the loose connection or loose theme of today's big show, is to give you some more ideas of what you can do for the holidays. Now, we're going to kick it off here. I got Bill, the producer, with me. And believe it or not, yes, the mermaid puppet is with us.
Hi, everybody!
Oh, God, she's annoying. You know, she was with Drunken Santa last week. He's not here this time.
I think, was with him last night, too.
Yeah, evidently that's why he's not here now. And that's a good thing.
Wore him out!
Oh, wow. But they evidently got a little too close last weekend. And we'll have to see where that goes. Next week, you're going to join us for a special... an old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. That is next Saturday, December 15th, a very special show that will go down in the annals of Scuba Radio history.
What?
What?
One of the things
she
which
doesn't
I,
understand that because
I
she
love,
has a tail.
I love about an old-fashioned Crapstravaganza.
You can't even say it, can you?
An old-fashioned crapstravaganza.
No, old-fashioned Scuba Radio crapstravaganza.
Christmas.
Or Christmas crapstravaganza. See, I messed it up.
This is what I love about it. It's in this new studio, because this new studio is set up to look very much like the set of Masterpiece Theater because of the quality of radio we produce
every
week.
It's like a Prairie Home Companion on acid. That's what we're going
like
to try to do next week.
But on
for
Masterpiece
our Christmas
Theater...
show.
You've always got the fireplace. Here we just have an open fire pit in the middle of the room, and we can take the pizza garbage gifts that we get next week and throw them directly in the fire.
Well,
if
we can do
alcohol,
that.
If there's alcohol, that will be spectacular.
Oh, yes. We're talking like, you know, what are those things where you light the little cloth and stick it in the end of the bottle? What's that mermaid puppet? Mai Tai cocktails?
We'll do Molotov.
Yeah, one of those.
I've got five in my car.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, so she'll be back here next week. We'll do that. But to kick it off, to give you a few ideas on what you can do to prepare yourself, we have some new things we've just posted up at scubaradio.com. You know, it's not all going to be about us next week. You know, Christmas is the time of giving, and we are going to be giving this week only, leading up to the old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. A week-long special on Scuba Radio Mermaid Tees of just $5.99. $5.99 Mermaid Tees at ScubaRadio.com right now through December 15th. If you order them before that time, we will promise to get them out to you in time for the Christmas holiday.
Are those the ones with me on them?
Those are the ones with two of you on them. How about that? On the back of the shirt. You can check them out at ScubaRadio.com. This week only, $5.99. Free shipping when you purchase merchandise over $15. So buy a couple of them or three of them, and then you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's a steal, trust me, and it's going to be happening just during our little Christmas special this week only through December 15th. Go to scubaradio.com, click on the shop tab, and you can find those Scuba Radio tees as well as the new Scuba Radio pens or the Scuba pens that our buddy Mark made. handmade up there in California. We're going to touch base with him a little bit later on. We'll tell you about those as well. But before we get into all that kind of stuff, let's continue our giving mode, our giving the gift of scuba. That includes the Dive God. Yes, Neil Watson is on the line. And, Neil, how are you, my friend?
Man, I am fantastic. Life is good.
Yes. Well, we were it was good for at least a short. We lost him. What the heck was that? As soon
There's
as someone
with the phone,
something, somebody, I'm going to say it was the Grinch, did not like us talking to the Dive God.
It
there.
It wasn't me.
Are you sure there, Mermaid Puppet?
No.
Well, let me just explain what he was doing. He's on his way down to the Florida Keys, Key Largo, tonight for the Christmas Light Boat Parade. Neil is one of the judges. The Dive God, Neil Watson, is one of the judges for the Christmas Light Boat Parade in Key Largo tonight. So he's on his way down. We're going to connect with him here eventually on the show as he gives back. You know, he told me, he goes, you know, it's nice to be asked to judge their Christmas Light Boat Parade down there in Key Largo. However, the problem is he can't drink. They actually take this competition very seriously down there, which is, I guess, a downside to, you know, you're thinking you could just go down there, hang out, watch some Christmas lights and kick back a few since you're not diving.
Who, me?
Well, no, you. Not you. You're not invited.
Why not?
I don't think. But
I'm part of the show.
But we got Neil back. Neil, are you with us?
I'm back.
There he is. Okay. So you're on your way or getting ready to head down to the Key Largo Christmas Light Boat Parade, right?
Yep. My third year down there, 2 years ago, I was the Grand Marshal. Last year, I was a judge, and I don't know why, but they asked me back again. So
yeah.
I'm heading down after I talk to you and hanging with Slate, and it's a great event. It's a lot of fun.
It's a great event. They take it very seriously, as I was saying, and that's the only downside. You actually have to stay sober for a couple of hours while this thing is going on, and then you can let your hair down, I guess. Is that kind of how it works?
Well, let the hair down is difficult, but yeah.
Let his pants down, maybe. It depends on what he was drinking.
That'll work. Absolutely.
All right, so that's tonight. But the other big news, when we're talking about giving the gift of scuba, here's something that is huge. Next New Year's Eve, for the third time in a row, we are going to be celebrating New Year's Eve with Neil Watson and Bimini. And this is huge. Not only is it the third time in a row, this is going to be like a bit of an upgrade, right, Neil? Tell us about it.
I tell you what, I am so excited. I'm starting a new operation in Bimini on South Bimini at the Bimini Sands Resort and Marina.
Bimini Sands, okay. Yeah?
Yeah, they're just finishing the last phase. They have over 200 townhomes in there, 1, 2, 3 bedroom. They got a beautiful infinity pool. All of the units face the ocean or the marina. It's right on a beautiful ocean. And we're putting in a full-service dive shop. And for the first time in history, the Watson dynasty and the clan will be together. My daughter Beth is going to be doing the reservations and sales for both the hotel and the dive operation. Neil Jr., my son, which actually was born where I was living in Bimini and raised there, is going to take over the dive operation. And, of course, I'll be overseeing the whole thing, and they'll be working, and I'll be diving.
Yeah, exactly. You make them do all the heavy lifting, and you get to go over to Bimini and just chill and be the dive god for sure. Well, you know, what's great about that is where Neil started his own diving career in the Bahamas was in Bimini. And so it's kind of come full circle, and he's bringing in his daughter and son to help out run this operation at the Bimini Sands. You go to BiminiSands.com, I believe, or just Google it, Bimini Sands in Bimini, obviously, and you can look up there and find information about this and see if it is something that you can work out with, joining us on New Year's Eve, because it's going to be a big, big deal. But this fireworks display you've heard us raving about for the last 2 years while we're in Bimini is very unique, because the resort that's been doing this is the Bimini Sands folks, that particular property are the ones who actually put on the fireworks that we've been going and watching from the other resort the last couple of years. So now we're going basically to the place where all these festivities originate and bringing Neil's operation over there to them. So it's going to be quite an event. Huge to do. If you do not have plans for New Year's Eve, now you do. Now you have a plan, and that is to join us in Bimini with Neil Watson, Scuba Radio. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is planning to come out for that event as well this year.
I don't like her.
Well, you do like her, mermaid?
I don't like her.
You don't like her. Why? She's a Brazilian swimsuit model. She's not a mermaid. There's no competition. You can come too.
She told me she had a Brazilian dollar.
Well, she has. She does. And they're tucked in that Brazilian swimsuit. You can see them. They're totally exposed. Yeah, it's a Brazilian thing.
What are you doing? Right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments.
Really? Is it that funny? Actually, yeah, it is kind of, isn't it? Hard not to. Happy holidays to you from your friends here at Scuba Radio. Once again, we're sorry. It's just what we do. And it is that time of year to give the gift of scuba. By the way, sales@BiminiSands.com is the email you can send an email to if you want to join us for New Year's Eve. I don't have the packages. They're still working out the package deals. But if you call them at 1-800-737-1007 and tell them you want to join Scuba Radio or join Neil Watson, Scuba Radio, and the folks from the Bimini Sands there for the holiday, they'll help you out. And I know they are doing a really good deal. I just don't know what it is specifically at the moment, which
although
we'll get that for
I
you
I am
soon
going
enough.
To give you this advice. Although you What's will that? Be talking to other Watsons when you call.
Possibly, yes.
If you get Neil on the phone,
mm-hmm.
do not tell him that Greg said to call so that you could show him his package. Or that you heard Greg say, I'm sure he's got a nice package.
Well, I'll tell you, regardless, on New Year's Eve, chances are you're going to see one. Because knowing Neil, he'll be in rare form. Walt DeMartini will be there. We'll have our entourage. Like I said, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is talking about joining us this year for New Year's Eve in Bimini. It really is a great event. This is the third time we've done this. It's turning into a scuba radio tradition to celebrate New Year's Eve with Neil Watson in Bimini. And I can't say enough about it. If you don't have any plans for New Year's Eve yet, you really want to join us for this, because it's you can do some diving if you want. If you want to just come out there and hang out and enjoy an amazing fireworks display, because look, it's the Bahamas. They have no rules, so the fireworks are like blowing up in your face and stuff. It makes for fun times. Trust me.
Did you say it's the Obamas?
Excuse me?
Did you say it was the Obamas?
What is she talking about? The mermaid puppet?
I believe you said it was the bomb.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Greg, you are so right.
Right. Yeah,
I
you know,
like
Kelly.
Her.
You do like her now?
I don't.
Yeah, I thought you liked the Brazilian swimsuit model mermaid puppet.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, you are the best dive instructor in the world.
Well, exactly.
Stop!
Now, next week, when we do our old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza show.
Yay!
Kelly is going to come in and entertain us, possibly with a new Christmas song. You know, the last couple of years, she's been nice enough or annoying enough to present one of these little ditties.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth!
And basically, this is a hot Brazilian that is tone-deaf. For the record, and we'll prove
think
that.
Think Fran Drescher, but shorter and more dark skin.
Maybe. We'll prove this.
Ain't no bells, Kelly, spells.
We'll prove this.
Giggling.
Yeah, okay, whatever. We'll prove this a little bit later on in the show. Maybe we'll play one of her Christmas Scuba Radio classics here on the show today to prep you for next week's old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza show.
You're really going to need to get some posters made so we can do it right every time.
Yes.
He's been drinking.
It's a mouthful. Yeah, next week, who knows what'll happen. It'll be wacky fun for sure.
Greg, you are so right. It is a mouthful. Oh, my God, it's really Bill!
That was Bill, yes. It was funny because he remarkably sounded more like the mermaid puppet meets Kelly. Is like Kelly and the mermaid puppet.
He looks
offspring.
Better than Kelly too.
Says you, you blind bat. Anyway, so we got some other suggestions on things to give the diver on your list. All right, so I mentioned the Scuba Radio T-shirts this week only $5.99 at scubaradio.com. Get them. They're not. It's not going to stay there. This is a 1 week only special. We also have posted these new scuba pens that my buddy Mark, who was one of our first big, Scuba Radio stalkers back in the day. Before we had mermaids and Brazilian swimsuit models, we had like two dudes.
Yeah, back before there were mermaids to wrangle,
yeah.
We had Greg Wranglers.
Yeah, we had
Mike and Mark.
Yeah, Mike and Mark. M&M is what we like to call them. Well, anyway, they split up, and one went out to the left coast, and he decided to make some pens.
To surprise us all and marry a woman.
Yes. That's not true.
It's not true that he married a woman, or no, it's not true that we were surprised.
Yeah, no, he married a woman. He did. Yeah. But now he's not going to talk to us. I know it. That's just not right. But the reality is, Mark is actually a rocket scientist. I kid you not. And he came to me about 6 months ago. He said, "Look, Greg, you know, I'm kind of this whole rocket scientist thing. You know,
it bores me. It is so beneath me.
Right.
I am a genius on so many levels.
I want to scuba dive. I want to do something in the dive industry. So I made these, and he gave me this pen that, you know, is like a red and white stripe to it, like a dive flag. And I was like, wow, check that out. That is really nice. And I was like, well, what is this? And he goes, well, I made these. And it's, you know, it's... They're very artsy-like. I gave one to Bill. He already broke his.
Right, broke it.
It's a piece of art.
Within, honest to goodness, within 45 minutes of you putting it in my hand, I dropped it on the tile floor in my kitchen and broke it.
Yes.
45 minutes, yeah. I held that piece of art in my hand, and now it's the Venus de Milo of pens.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, they are very good pens. Don't let the fact that Bill broke his make you think that these aren't nice pens, because comparable pens like this, these Mont Blanc pens, they sell for over $400. I kid you not. Now, would I pay $400 for a pen? No, I would not. But it's interesting to know that I got a pen that is the same quality as this, you know, $400 pin, and but actually has a dive motif to it. Very cool. I love this pin. And he made a few of these for us to sell at scubaradio.com for the holidays. So we have them up there right now. I can tell you, we only have a few of them. And they're only $49. $49.95. Literally, these things, comparable pins, sell for over $400 like this. I kid you not. If you're in that kind of pin market, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, you're going, holy crap. But I'm telling you, this is a piece of art, is it not, Bill? Look, I mean, these are nice pens.
It is a nice looking pen, and I would like your pen if you would stop licking it, but I don't think I could clean it at this point because you really love your
pen. Well, it looks
pen.
Like a candy cane, kind of, almost.
It has
it looks tasty.
It's nice.
It looks edible, but it really doesn't taste very good.
Those weren't candy?
No, not then. But they're nice. They write well. They look cool. And, you know, for the diver who has everything, or if you're looking for a very unique gift to get the diver on your list, I'm telling you, this is one of the coolest things I've seen in years. A really high-end writing utensil that kind of says, I'm a diver and you're not, suck it, you know? And what else do you want to do when you get a cool gift for Christmas? And want to be able to say that to your non-diving friends?
I want to say, like,
I don't think it's just me.
Model.
Yeah, maybe. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We have a Dan tip that involves evacuations. And that is like, you know, escaping. That's not like, you know, other type of things you have to evacuate from your system. But we'll get into that in just a bit. But first, you know, next week, I want to drill this point home to you to make sure you tune in next Saturday. It's going to be a very, very special show. The old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. Now, we've done, you know, similar things like this over the last few years, and they have gotten quite colorful. This time, we're planning to kick it up a notch. I think, was it last year or the year before? I guess it was the year before, Bill. We did the diver before, or night before Christmas diver or something, right?
It was the diver before Christmas.
Yes.
All through the sea. Yes.
Something like that. And that was terrible, so we figured, why not do it again?
But involve more people.
It did.
So there are fewer things to go wrong, because it'll be spread out amongst more people.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, well, a crapstravaganza. But that is not the story. This is a totally different story, an original piece that soon could become a Christmas crapstravaganza classic.
I heard you hired the most talented writer in the industry.
This is
the most talented writer who would work for free.
Well, we attempted to hire him, and then they said, "No way in hell." So we got this other guy to do it.
He's amazing.
the guy who said he wouldn't do it.
No, the guy who's writing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. You never know. But the mermaid puppet is part of this. Obviously, Bill, myself, Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa has a big role. But there is going to be a moral to the story.
Yeah, don't listen to the show.
What?
What?
So, I don't know if it'll be a moral so much as a reason for us doing it.
It'll be an immoral presentation.
It'll be amoral.
Yeah, something for sure. So that's next Saturday. But coming up next, Dan, good diving safety tip. Then more gift-giving ideas for the diver on your list. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 33. Remember, everything underwater appears about 25% larger when looking through a dive mask.
Hey, this is great, man.
Stop looking there. Stop looking there.
I want to be just like you.
Stop that!
I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
Ooh, you're sick. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. I have a question today, Nick. I think you're just the man to answer it to.
Well, I'll do my best.
What if you were the dive leader of a group and you had to coordinate an emergency evacuation? What would a person have to know?
Wow, what a great question. That's a scenario everyone hopes they never face, but it's a good thing to be prepared to do. Fortunately, there are protocols you can follow just like any other emergency situation. And I'll bet as a dive leader yourself, you already know them.
Well, I hope so, but let's go through it just the same.
Okay, so let's say you had a diver surface in need of assistance. What's the first thing you would do?
Assess the scene, make sure there's no danger to me, and help get the diver out of the water.
Good. You are absolutely right that the first step is to assess the scene. And a lot of folks forget that in the heat of the moment and end up putting themselves in danger. You really do not want to do anything that would put yourself into harm's way, and it can result in two emergencies to deal with instead of one. So you've assessed the scene. What's next?
Assess the diver in distress and provide basic life support and first aid. Then I'd either dispatch someone to contact emergency services, or if I'm alone, contact them myself.
Excellent. Top of the class. Now, let's say an evacuation will be necessary.
Are we on land or out at sea?
Let's start with a land-based scenario.
Am I alone or with a group?
You have other divers on site.
Okay. I've had someone call EMS, so I'm going to have the second person call Dan to help with the assistance. Once we get help mobilized, I'm going to have someone meet the emergency crew at a designated point while I remain with the diver and continue providing first aid.
That is exactly right. Communication is the key in an emergency situation. So when you're calling EMS and Dan, it's important not only to let them know where you are, but where the rendezvous point will be. If you're on a site that can't be accessed by emergency services, you'll need to coordinate with them on how the diver will be transported to a pickup site.
But if you have the option of not moving the diver,
then it's best to stay where you are and let EMS come to you.
Now, what if I'm alone?
Stay in contact with EMS or Dan, whoever you have on the line. Again, communication is key, so stay in contact as much as possible while providing whatever care is needed. If you are alone, you're going to be dealing with a lot all at once, so just remember to tend to the injured person. If the diver needs immediate assistance, whether it's CPR or some other form of first aid, it's okay to tell the emergency contact what's going on and that you'll have to put the phone down. Just keep the connection if at all possible.
I'm also hoping they'll provide some guidance.
And they will. When you contact EMS or Dan, you're contacting experts in dealing with emergency situations. They will be a resource in guiding you through the situation. If nothing else, having them involved reminds you that you are not alone.
Which can mean a lot and keep you from panicking.
Yes, it can.
So what if the emergency isn't at a land-based site? What if you're out at sea?
Any protocol passengers will have to follow on a boat should be established long before it leaves the dock. If you're traveling with a captain and crew, it's unlikely you'll have to take the lead, but you should be prepared to do that just the same.
Okay, let's say I have to take the lead.
The primary steps remain the same. Administer basic first aid and contact emergency services. If you're out at sea, this is likely to be either Dan or the Coast Guard.
How are divers usually evacuated at sea?
It really depends on the situation and the resources at hand. It may be determined that it's best to head the boat back to shore if conditions are favorable and if that's the fastest way to go. If the emergency dictates it and the resources are available, a watercraft rendezvous or an airlift evacuation may be called into action.
So if you have to coordinate an airlift evacuation?
The first thing you'll have to remember is that the coordination itself will likely be done by the authorities, whether that's the Coast Guard or the transport Dan arranges. You'll be given instructions on where to be, what steps to take, and what preparations need to be made.
What kind of preparations?
When you're waiting for a helicopter to arrive, you'll need to make sure anything tall that can get in the way is taken down. That may include radar and fishing equipment. The only exception would be equipment that keeps you in contact with the emergency crew, because you'll need to be able to talk to them. Make sure all loose objects are stored so nothing blows around and causes additional injuries.
What about the diver?
Keep the diver as stable as possible. If you're performing CPR, you may not be able to complete the lift, as the time required to complete it is too long an interruption. But assuming the diver is breathing spontaneously on his or her own, keep them quiet and stable, and put them in a personal flotation device. It's strictly a precaution, but an important one. Gather any important medical information as well as anything else, including things like dive profiles and computers, that might be helpful to those providing medical care following the evacuation.
And once the helicopter arrives?
Stay in communication with them and follow their directions. They'll let you know where they need the boat to be, what speed might need to be maintained, and any steps they need you to take.
Who loads the diver into the basket they send down?
In some instances, it might be you. Remember to let the basket touch the deck of the boat before you touch it. A lot of static electricity can be generated as it descends, and it's best to let it discharge first. Move the diver as little as possible as you transfer them into the basket, and once in, secure them, including the oxygen unit and other information you've gathered, and signal the helicopter crew when the basket is ready to raise.
You send the oxygen unit?
Remember that an airlift crew does not perform rescues for divers only, so they may not necessarily have equipment specific to diving injuries. Maybe they have what they needed, maybe not, but it's easy to help on that front.
Will you have to go with them?
That's a conversation to have with a helicopter captain as you're coordinating the rescue. The crew is likely trained in first aid, but if they're unfamiliar with diving injuries, they may agree to have you or some other qualified person come with them. But again, this is a decision for the captain to make, as there are other factors he'll have to take into account, so follow his lead.
Is there anything else we need to know?
Just a reminder that emergency and evacuation protocols should be part of your emergency action plan.
Something I have with me on every dive.
See? You do know what you're doing. I knew it all the time.
We all hope we'll never have to deal with an emergency situation. But in the event you have to oversee one, know what to do. Include evacuation as part of your emergency action plan. And remember that communication is the key. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so we got a little bit of viewer mail here from Tim, who just got back from Grenada. He said it was fantastic. Probably his favorite island in the Caribbean for diving so far. He was diving with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts, doing some more closed circuit rebreather diving. As a matter of fact, he calls Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul is Peter's assistant. Peter and Galinda's assistant at Aquanauts Grenada say they were the saints of rebreathers. Great instructors. Mermaid puppet, what? What is your problem?
St. Peter, St. Paul.
Yeah, saints. Get it? Yeah. And, you know, but he took the CCR course, not the Creedence Clear Water Revival thing.
There's a bad moon rising.
Mm-hmm. What? And he went and did the advanced 45-meter course. So he got two new sea cards. Had another week of amazing diving, and had a great time there at the True Blue Bay Resort there in Grenada. So he's saying, "Hey, can't wait to go out there and do some more diving with you guys."
I miss Peter and Galinda. When are we going back?
Yeah, well, we're working on it.
When?
I've been working a lot
when?
On just Mel. Oh, gosh, she's so annoying.
Almost like the real one, huh?
Maybe. Wow. Anyway.
I pulled up.
Okay. Relax, mermaid puppet. My God.
What's funny is that.
What?
The actual voice of the mermaid puppet. Look at how red his head gets.
True.
It's pretty red. I don't think he breathes while he does it.
Because it's really a mermaid. Hard.
Yeah, well, first of all, I didn't know the mermaid puppet was a he. And secondly, well, yeah. Okay, she just, is that a mooning, what she just did to me?
I flashed you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disturbing.
She fished you.
Maybe.
You got tailed!
Okay, that's enough. But I don't know, where were we? Now, see, I totally lost my
finger.
Oh, yeah, traveling, working on some dives, working on some trips.
When?
You know, obviously, we were working on this New Year's Eve thing that we announced earlier in the show today for New Year's Eve in Bimini, and we'll likely do some diving. If not, we're definitely going to take the boat out and go look for the wild dolphins. But I've been in the other big trips for the year. I'm starting to look forward to 2013 of what we're going to plan as far as big adventures. We got something down in Key Largo towards the end of January we're working on, and we'll have details for you on that that include the Scuba Cowboy. So we got a lot of stuff you can plan with us to join.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
Oh, that is nasty.
One that will make my daylight start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my only mission is to get you to listen to Greggy on Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
With every mouth is there, I buy.
Do they not have music in Brazil?
For just a little while.
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Or at least Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God!
And may all your Christmases. Be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Wow. You know, listening back to that little Christmas ditty from Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, it doesn't sound as bad as I thought it used to.
Hold on, I mean, that could be
because I've had the mermaid puppet in my ear for the last 45 minutes.
I'm dreaming! Why, Greg?
What did I do? I really wasn't that naughty this year. I don't know why I'm getting this. Anyway, Kelly is going to join us next week for the old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. It's old-fashioned because, you know, Kelly hadn't been around lately. We're going to have some old-school folks check in from back in the day. Mermaid Nikki is one of those folks. Abby. Yeah. Yeah. So some of the old-school mermaids and whatnot are going to join us. So that's why it's an old-fashioned Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza
show next
week.
They're all coming to the studio.
They're coming to the studio.
Oh, my God, I don't have anything to wear.
We're going to do a whole bunch of crazy things. But giving the gift of scuba, you know, we had Eric on last week. We didn't get have him on as long as we'd like, so I brought him back. Well, I thought I did. I think we just lost him again. Are we having – are the elves – messing with our phone lines today, Bill?
I think it's mice.
That's what that button does.
There's something going on with our phones today, and we're having trouble connecting with folks. So we apologize in advance. Eric, are you there now? Hello?
I am here now.
Yeah, I hear him. We'll see how long it lasts. Booksbyeric.com. You know, we didn't get to everything last week, Eric, so I brought you back. So you have
I really appreciate that. All the work. Definitely struggling with the phones today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a cell connection. Who knows? The elves are, you know, they're creating. They're just mischievous today. I guess that's what it is.
Gremlins in the line somewhere. I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. So what do you got as far as the books we have that you can get the diver on your list? Give me the titles rundown again.
I've got. Four novels. The first one was Cayman Cowboys. Second one was Flooding Hollywood. A couple years ago, put out Guardian's Keep. And then earlier this year, actually, this year I've got three new things out. But the latest novel is Wreck of the Huron.
Wreck of the Huron. Okay.
Right. I also put out my second children's book this year, which is called Swimming with Sharks. And that's a great... It's really aimed at kids probably... 5 to 9, 5 to 8 years old, so it's kind of like a first chapter book, early reader sort of book.
Okay, or for an older gentleman who just likes pretty pictures and small words.
And small words, exactly. it's actually not illustrated, to be honest with you.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
But it's just designed as a first chapter book. But it's all about sharks and why sharks are not a bad thing and why we should protect them rather than. Thinking they're these horrible man-eaters, and so it's really designed for the diver in mind, for those of us who know that sharks are really cool and something we want to see. It tells the story of two young girls who are kind of discovering why some people are mean to sharks and why we should try to protect them.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, and as divers, we want to start folks off early. So they're not afraid of sharks, and then they'll want to jump in the water and become divers, right?
Yeah, that's exactly my thought.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have that Christmas book. That'd make a great stocking stuffer for the future diver on your list.
For the future diver, exactly.
And then, obviously, you can go to booksbyeric.com for any of the other novels featuring Mike Carter. No, Mike, well, I keep forgetting the guy's name. What is it again?
Mike Scott.
Mike Scott, right. He's like... Diver adventurer, and there's like all the novels have this. He's just, I mean, I want to be this guy. And actually, I think when Eric, well, there he was. He came in and he just totally sabotaged our phone lines again because we're giving away a secret. He's like a undercover type of
Mike Scott's
guy.
Real name is Mike Carter. We're not supposed to know.
Okay, maybe that's what I did. I blew his cover. That's what it was, Bill. I think it was indeed.
I think that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, booksbyeric.com. You can go there, order any of these novels. Eric, obviously, an established diver. He wrote the book on diving at Divers Alert Network while he was working there, and now he's gone into this writing thing full time. But just go to booksbyeric.com. You can get order hard copies, you know, for the diver on your list or you know, get the electronic versions and get them downloaded to your iPad or Kindle, that kind of thing. All the information right there at booksbyeric.com. Now, coming up in hour two, we have more gift-giving ideas for the diver on your list. A few great ideas that have you thought about already. We're going to share those with you as well as, let's just be obvious, don't forget, You can give a, you know, give somebody the gift of scuba by just giving a gift certificate to learn how to dive from the local dive center. That was a little preview of what you're getting out of here. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.